Today we're going to do our last shiur on Perish Shvi'is. And if there are previous times that we talk about knowing which foods have Kedusha Shvi'is, and some of the rules of foods that have Kedusha Shvi'is, today we're going to talk about examples. I counted, it's about 80 examples of how you treat food that has Kedusha Shvi'is. You know that the general rule is you have to eat it and not waste it. So we're going to talk about just a lot of examples that place can talk about of how exactly that means to eat it and not waste it, just to give us a better feel for what that means. I mean, it's pretty easy to say eat it and not waste it, but you'll see a bunch of all these different types of examples that mean things. I'm just going to remind you that we spoke about a number of important topics that I'm not going to repeat, which was, one is whether, well, not really going to repeat, one is whether gram hefsid is asur or not. And how that relates to how you deal with your leftovers. That we're not going to talk about that today. And the other is whether if something is royal or meichel behema, something you can still feed to animals, but you don't live in a place that has any animals, or you live in Chicago, there's no, you know, sheep walking around that you could feed it to, whether that means anything. Okay, and what's the gedder that it became not edible? Once something's not edible, it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is anymore. So the din is that it's until it's not royal or meichel behema even. But we don't have any, you know, we had a number of questions this week about people with peppers. Well, peppers from Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha Shvi'is at this point in the year. So part of the question of those people is, well, what about, at what point does it has to not be just Roy Michael Alden, has to not Roy even Michael Behema, that we're not going to talk about today either. Okay, but we're just going to go through a bunch of things. I broke it up, just for my sense of organization, by different kinds of foods. You could take that or leave it. Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about is lemons. The way you use, the way we say that you use Shemitah produce in the way that's best, I shouldn't say best, you have to use it in a way that's common or typical. It doesn't have to be the most common way, but it has to be a way that is, that's a common way to use it. So for example, if you can't make juice out of peaches or carrots, even though there are people who do that, that's considered an atypical use. Okay, you could use, if you had an orange, there are people who eat orange or juice oranges, both ways are typical, and you could do both of those. But when you come to a lemon, lemons are mainly, the real use of lemons is for their juice, not for lemons themselves, to eat them themselves. So you're not allowed to eat lemons. Okay, so
you're eating the whole thing, you're not wasting.
Right, correct. It's considered wasting to eat it in a not typical way.
Really? That's, you're also getting the juice as you eat it.
Right, but that's, even so, it's not eaten. It's actually, I was going to mention later, eating a lemon straight is meichel for choylem. Okay, and one of the examples, we've mentioned this thing beforehand, but a thing that keeps flowing through here is that something that's only for choylem is not considered shovel chol or shovel chol nefesh. It's not considered, and therefore, you're not allowed to use shemitah produce in that way. So somebody might eat, you know, if you're, you know, limeys, eat, you know, lemons when they're on boats, you know, people that's for choylem, for people to prevent sickness. But you're not allowed to do that. Okay? You can't suck on a lemon like that, because that's not the typical use.
What about a cookie?
A cookie?
In cooking.
In cooking, yeah, you could use it. I mean, if you put whole lemons. I was going to say that in a second. Yes, yes.
On industrial applications?
Industrial application of what? Of using the fruit whole?
Yeah. Extracting or using different elements.
Yes, yes. Okay, so if I want to slice a lemon and put it into my tea, that's okay. That's a typical use. You're basically using the juice for that. But it comes up a question like this. When you slice the lemon, when I do this for the public, I do this with mamas with the lemon. Okay, when you slice a lemon, on the edge of the knife, there's going to be a little bit of lemon juice left on your knife. So are you mechuyev to save that lemon juice? Okay, when you just slice it on the knife now, it's some lemon juice. That's what's on the knife. Do you say, well, you're not allowed to waste lemon juice. So you can't wipe off your knife or rinse it off in the sink because are you wasting perish trees?
And the cutting board.
Or on the board, whatever, on the table, right? I'm saying there's little drops here and there left over. So Rabbi Yashu gave a very clear gather of what the rule is. How do you decide whether you are or you're not wasting something? And he said, I'll tell you the words he's quoted and say, Kol shederach anoshim hachasim al memoinim l'shairo. It means if there are people, the most frugal people, would they save this item, then you're going to save it. So for example, if I have leftover for my supper, and I don't care, I would throw it in the garbage, but there are lots of people who would put it away and say, if it's tomorrow, I'm going to have to keep that. But it comes to the point that the thing is, nobody cares about it. There's not a person alive who scrapes off the lemon juice off their knife or takes it off the cutting board and say, if that piece, that you're not going to do. That's beyond consider what Yimchuif to say. It's an important get.
There might be a person alive who does it. Okay. Okay. A frugal person.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, fine. At the extreme of frugal, you know, within the mean, yes, they're always mentioned on here. I'm sorry.
Tell it again to scraping out the orange when you're eating an orange.
Everything. It's negated to all the
things.
Okay, so I'm saying over. I'm using these examples just to help you give a gather of what these things are. It comes in all over the place that people can't. There's only a limit to how far a person has to be
mocked. And why? I just said that there's some leftovers. People say leftovers on this Pak Shmi. There are some leftovers that even people that have some money wouldn't.
Exactly. So that's exactly what it is. The gather is. I was about to say, when you finish your eating and you put the food into the Pak Shmi, you put it away, maybe saving it because you can't throw it in the garbage. But what's left on your plate, there's grease on your plate. That you're not going to do. That you can rinse off from the sink.
Well, you ate an apple. I totally ate. There's nothing left.
I was going to get to apples are next. I'm coming to apples.
You're
very good. I think it's more than that. By the Dimbay Chuma, his gather is people who are chasam minor, people who are chasam minor would drip more than 3 drops. You know? It's like the normals. That's like normal what you would do.
This isn't like a normal person's standard, it's your frugal person's standard.
Right, this is beyond normal person. And so the Chazanish told people if they grate carrots, and they put something through a grater, so when you make a potato cooker, when you finish grating it, you scoop as much as you can out. Okay, but there's a point that nobody cares about those little drops. You're not mukhlif to do that. Okay, those little bits, you're not mukhlif to get out. Okay.
It depends on society also.
On what?
On society.
On society.
Yeah, that's how 50 years ago people didn't have any money to grab every.
Okay, David, I think even then, nobody saved the lemon juice in the internet. I think that was a...
Why is that the guess?
So I guess that's considered not wasting. It's like gone. It's what got onto the knife, it's already gone. It's worthless. No one could keep it. I'm not sure exactly how we got to that point, you know, but it's when I slice it, I'm about to slice a lemon.
Gosh, why is it going to go more?
Right,
well, he wants to say, why I don't have to lift the knife off, you know?
No, I'm saying, I guess some way we learn the law from is maybe...
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, another example like this, if you fry something, if you make something in a frying pan...
It's a frugal person's standard, but not a desperate person's standard.
Okay. Yes.
A desperate person.
That's his friend. His friend. Right, the ones who were the desperate ones.
The knife and the rummage to the garbage and whatever.
Okay. If you fry something in a frying pan, you cook something in a frying pan. So yeah, I made French fries. Okay. So now the oil we're talking, and the oil was Shemitah oil. So I'm left with at the bottom when I finish, there's some oil left in the pan. Okay. So the oil that's left in the pan is I could cook another food with that, because I could fry more food in it, or I could scoop it off and use it in my Shabbos candles. Okay, I could use it for, we'll talk about that in a second, you're allowed to burn things, Shemitah, we'll talk about that in a second. Then you're mechuyev to do it. But if there's nothing left, and if what's left is mamish garbage, then you're not mechuyev to do it. The same idea. Okay.
Let's say you're not interested in frying another... You could fry
it. You're not mechuyev to fry something, but you can't throw in the garbage. It's still usable. It's still edible. You have to save it. If you had it, but let's say you wanted to fry something, you would, it's usable.
Everybody would throw it in the garbage.
No, you said if you had something else to fry, you would fry it. Right. You have to not have something, but the next guy might have something. So right. It's good. Okay. I don't know. I can't tell you these from personal experience. Everything I'm saying here are examples. I'm not telling you where the mom comes. You can read on the bottom of where the mom comes. Okay? If a person has lemon juice, I can't tell you whether this is really true, but there are people who use lemon juice to get out stains. Okay, I don't know. I never heard of that, but I believe them. That's a certain thing they told, but you're not allowed to use that. Okay, using parish trees for laundering uses, you're not allowed to do. We'll talk more about laundry in a second. And there are other people who put lemon juice into their hair to bring out light-colored highlights in their hair. Okay? It's a way of like dyeing your hair. It brings that color. If you have dark hair, it brings that highlight. I can't tell you whether this is really true, but that's what they tell me. So it's not the shovel hakol, shovel mefresh, because not everybody feels like that really does something for them.
Oh, that's a good motto.
What did you say?
Shovel
hakol? Why not?
In your hair?
What's the difference? Yeah, you're... Yeah, see, good motto.
So it's not because it goes into the body.
No. It's not because of that. It's because the Torah says you could eat it. I forgot the words. It'll come to me. We make a drasha that's not just for achila, anything that's like achila. As long as it's shavu akol, and as long as it's a hanasu viru shavu, then you're allowed to do it. Okay, so now, okay, what about the lemon pits? Okay, what about the lemon pits? Okay, so the pits, l'chayra, are totally in the question that we're not talking about today, which is something that's only royal l'machal behema, but you don't live in a place where there are behemas. It'll be totally in that shayla whether that has kedusha shvi'isru. What about the lemon rinds? Okay, so lemon rinds, even in regular cities, are people who use them for cooking, for baking. So l'chayra they have kedusha shvi'is because they still have a food use to them. Even though you don't want to make something out of it, but people use that. The lemon oil is totally l'chayra on that same shayla of Michael, related to the shayla of Michael Behema, which is to say, people in industry use lemon, extract oil from the lemon peel regularly. That's a standard thing to do. You extract oil out of it. But where I live, I mean, in the middle of Chicago, I'm not sure there's any use for that. I mean, if I was in a factory, I could. In where I live, not because I'm a city versus a farm, just where I am, there's no way for me to extract the oil out of it. I don't think it has any value. Okay, next. Apples. Okay. People use apples for eating straight and juicing, and you could do both of those. There's a rule. Another one of the rules is you can't bake something... But you can't bake something that's usually eaten raw, and you can't eat something raw that's usually cooked. Okay, you can't use it in the wrong way. That's considered using it the wrong way. Okay, the first time I spoke about this, I told people that I thought you couldn't make baked apples on Shemitah. I thought that, you know, there are people who eat baked apples, but it's not such a common use. But there was a tremendous uproar from one side of the pizza, who were all upset that, how can I think that, of course, everybody eats baked apples. It's like such a common way of using. So I guess that depends on where you live. But whether that is, but it doesn't make a difference. If that's not a rule, it's a matter of what's typical. If that's it's considered a common use of eating apples, make baked apples, all right. And if not, it's not really a rule, but there was quite an uproar. You're allowed to peel apples. First of all, because that's a common thing to do. There are lots of people who peel their apples before they eat them. But also because when you peel it, now I'm about to get myself into trouble. When you peel it, you're allowed, it's still edible. Nothing changed about the peel. When you're not going to eat perishables, and if you peel it, it's just as edible as before you peeled it. I mean, you didn't change anything, so you're allowed to peel. The peels have kedusha shvi'is. Yes, the peels have kedusha shvi'is. But you're allowed to peel it. Okay?
Yeah, nobody needs to peel.
There's always some apple on it.
Depends how good you peel it.
Okay.
Just take out the peels on it.
Okay. Now, you can't peel. I can't say I 100% understand what I'm about to say, but you can't peel. You can't peel things that are not peeled, like tomatoes. Okay. I don't know what someone said that. An example: apricots. I don't know. I don't know why everybody dreamt of peeling apricots, but
cotton. Fresh apricots.
I guess that means fresh apricots. Yeah, I guess that's what they meant. Okay, you can peel. But if you do it for a baby, who needs to have his food peeled that he can't, then you can. Because again, when you feed him to babies, that's typical. And even so, someone said that there are people who have a minute to pace up. They peel all the vegetables, then they're allowed to peel them also.
Because why can't you peel it?
What?
Some people don't peel tomatoes, so what?
I don't understand it. A number of the points being said that I don't know why. Once I peeled it, I'm just separating one piece from the other. Why am I wasting it? I don't understand.
What's left of the tomato afterwards isn't quite as edible. You know, maybe the tomato peel is like part of the taste, the essence. So
you're saying if I have just peeled, that's completely worthless?
No, I'm saying if you just have the tomato after the peel.
The tomato itself. No, they're not talking about the tomato. They're talking about the peel part of it, that you're like ruining the peel by taking it out.
So one of the chefy things that they do is if you boil tomato very quickly and then put it in ice, and the outside piece comes off. So for some things, they like to pick off the outside.
Yeah, well, we don't go to such fancy restaurants. I don't know you. So I don't know. But I don't know what the reason. I don't know the explanation. What's the reason? If I peel a tomato, I don't know who to eat the peel, and I didn't make it less edible. Unless maybe that's the thing. Nobody would eat it. At this point, it's like totally worthless. You know, by peeling it off, nobody would eat it like that. Well, it was still attached. It was still usable. There's a talk in the place about taking the pulp out of orange juice, and they say you're not allowed to. I can't say 100% get that, but they say you are allowed to sift your flour. They say sifting flour you're allowed to do.
Why should you
allowed
to take pulp?
Why not?
Some people drink, eat it.
So I'll have kedusha shvi'is. I don't have to. But why do I have to eat it? I don't want to eat that part. So why don't I take out the pulp and I'll save it.
What are you going to do with it?
I'll put it into my yes.
Yeah.
I'll just keep it. I'm not going to throw it out. You're right. I can't throw it out because it has a food use. He's saying leftovers is just I ate as much as I wanted to. I didn't eat this part. This, here, I'm ruining it. I'm making it, it used to be edible because it was part of the juice, and I made it not edible. Okay, but at the same time,
if someone, the guy next to me wants to eat it, I ruin wants to eat it, then I can do it.
I could have gotten
it.
I would have understood your way, but they say you're allowed to sift flour. Okay, why are you allowed to sift flour? When you sift flour, there's stuff that comes out, and no one's going to use it afterwards.
But that's not the only way to do it.
That's not the only way. You can have whole wheat flour. You can have whole wheat. They got the bran. Then they got the brand. So why am I sifting the brand out? You can eat whole wheat flour.
Company doing it, or
yeah. Whichever one. So what? I'm not. I don't exactly get this.
But couldn't you still eat the brand afterwards?
You could eat the pulp also.
No one's going to eat pulp. That's the problem. Someone could eat the pulp. But it doesn't take.
I see a lot of human child.
Nobody's going to normal. It's not a normal thing to eat pulp.
No, that's great.
Okay, so what I'm going to eat is not going to be that healthy.
You should know, by the pulp. I wonder if it's different nowadays. Because nowadays, when they make orange juice commercially, they always take out all the pulp from all the juice and then add it back into the ones that need it. So taking out pulp is not making it edible. It's just a matter of if all juice has a certain percentage of pulp, some people get more, some people get less. It's not really taking it for granted. I don't know if they would say the same thing nowadays.
When they make apple juice, though, they do the same thing. They take the whole thing and just crush it, and then you're left with all the
pieces,
the leftovers,
which now are inedible and before were.
So, but since that's a common enough way of using it, then you're allowed to do that. Well, it's common enough to turn apples into apple juice. That's considered a use of the apple.
Orange into orange juice?
You're allowed to use orange into orange juice. It's about taking the pulp out. After I made orange juice, now I want to filter out some of the pieces that are in there. Those pieces that I filter out, basically, I'm not able to eat anymore.
They're filtering also the apple juice, too. When it comes in apple juice, they have to.
So you think if you filter out that stuff,
they have
nobody
to
eat apple juice with the.
Unless it's a Schneider type real.
People eat orange juice pulp. Adults.
Of course you can. The apple juice should be a prohibition.
No, that's
well, the thing is, you're doing the normal use. The normal use is you make apple juice out of the apple, and then you filter out the garbage. You take out the pits. But over here, once I have finished orange juice, if I take out the pulp, I'm taking an edible thing, making it edible. Okay, let's move on. I'm not sure. Okay, let me just finish with apples. So I'm finished with apples, which is if you slice an apple, then the core that's left in the middle. Okay, if you slice all the pieces, not like the enhanced way. If you slice it the regular way, then the core that's left is still edible. Okay, the anashim achasim amoyim would still eat the rest of that core. Okay, there's still pieces that you could eat out of there. That's less kedusha shvius. If you've eaten that, then you come to the point to the Michael Behemel question, which is the part that's left over at the end that nobody would even anashim achasim amoyim. But if they had a pet, they could feed it to the animal. That comes to that child that we're not talking about today. Okay, oil. Okay, we're talking about here like vegetable oils like that, or olive oil, something like that. So you're allowed to light your Shabbos licht with them, light a candle, so to speak, candle out of them, because using perishables for light is considered a hanah. It's hanah sabur shava, and it's shava bakol. Okay. Now I have to tell you, of course it says that it's maybe even a Mishnah that says you're allowed to do that, and everybody says the din afterwards. You wonder, but whether that din should really still be true nowadays. Okay, because it is shovel hakol. Everybody benefits from having light. That's true. But is that a normal use, to use oil to make candles? I mean, we live with electric lights. Does anybody here walk around at night, go light some candles around their house? Is that really a typical use anymore, to make things, to light candles I mean, I'm saying, so there are situations when people do it, but when people do it
as normal for Shabbos. For Shabbos, let's say every Shabbos is
my question.
You use it.
It's like a decoration. I mean, there are people who don't make a bracha on that because they have electric lights on. Because it's like you're not getting anything from it. They turn lights off before they make a bracha on it. No one's getting any benefit from it. Yeah, there are people who get no best. So how can you say it's? How do you understand that you say it's Shabbat Kol because everyone enjoys illumination? But does everybody enjoy illumination? That's a way to use. That's a normal way for oil. It's like light. I mean, if you live in Cambodia, maybe they do that. But if you live in Chicago, how many people are lighting things like that? So I'm not. I know everybody says that you can do it. I just wonder whether that makes sense. No, what, this idea that you can use oil for illumination, and Shabbos candles is an example, but that you could use it, it's a din, it's mutter, it's a mishnah. I think
if I want to light it during, let's say, for dinner. Let's say dinner, having candlelight dinner, I don't know, or at a banquet.
At a
banquet. I've got all this oil, and I want to put lights by each table. Am I permitted to do it?
No, you're allowed to do it. Every time you're allowed to
do it. They didn't tell you.
Olive oil. Soybean oil? Okay. No, but I'm saying nobody uses olive oil for lighting either. So what? Nobody uses any oil. I mean, nobody in Chicago lights, when they get dark at night, turns on the candle lights. You know?
Everybody needs
to go. Like the candle, because like, it's not for illumination. With no electric light?
It's not for illumination. It's
just decorative. Right, it's decorative. What?
Chocolate light official for illumination. You could find it.
I don't know. Maybe that's enough. They could be decorative candles.
Okay.
Yeah. You go out there. So you can see the light.
There's a whole to-do, even though you're allowed to use it for your Shabbos candle, there's a whole to-do in contemporary Persian, whether you could use it for your Hanukkah lich, because you now have enough on that. This can use Hanukkah lich, can use it for Yahrzeit candles, can use it for light bar, can use it for, what was the other example? I have another example. In shul, they just want to make shul, you know, they just want to light up the shul, they put up candles, just decorative, they're not, all kinds of people. There are lots of people talk about it. It's a whole to-do. Okay? You're allowed to use oil for frying. If I have a frying pan, I can put it in. It adds flavor to the food. You're allowed to do that. But if I have a non-stick pan, and I'm putting in just a tiny bit to keep the food from sticking to the pan, but it's not going to add any flavor to it, I'm not sure what that means, but it's not going to add any flavor, then you're not allowed to do that. Okay? That's not using it for food. You're
not
using it
for you want.
Right, so I don't understand, because, well, hurry, you're going to get some flavor.
You're going to get you want the flavor. Interesting.
You're saying that's not your... I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. When you make... Well, onto wine. When you make wine... Most people say you're not allowed to be mevashel the shmita wine. Make it yayin mevashel, and the reason is because when you do that, the point is you cause some of the alcohol to evaporate out. That's the point of what you're supposed to do, and therefore you're wasting that stuff that's evaporating out is being basically poured down the drain. Okay, you're wasting. Others
that is shmita dikir, the alcohol come afterwards. It's a byproduct of being fermented, the grape. But the grape itself didn't have the alcohol in it when I started making it.
The wine that you made out of it is shmita wine. The whole wine is shmita wine. Now you wasted. Some of it just went out the window just because you just evaporated it. Okay? There are those who disagree, but I think most people said you were not allowed to do that. Okay?
If I see a wine from Kedusha Shvi, it'll probably be Nama Bushel.
When you mevashel something, part of the goal of being mevashel, when you make wine as mevashel, some of the alcohol evaporates out. So you're wasting it. When you just evaporate it out, it just got wasted. You used to have 6 ounces and then you have 5 ounces.
Can you pasteurize also?
It's a good question. So you're saying this, that even though in theory we're talking about yayin mevushel in a pot. Just repeat what you're saying. When they say that you're not allowed to make yayin mevushel, talking about you sit on the pot and you cook it up and you mevashel it, you're losing some of it. But the way we do it, which is essentially, like you say, pasteurization, if you make orange juice, you're going to pasteurize it also, you're not losing anything. Everything stays the same. Okay, there's what to say for that. It's not.
Anything you cook is going to lose something.
So you're saying that's within even the normal use. That concern here is that you're doing something, the kavana, to boil out some of the vapor. Yes, you're trying to do.
You're not.
That kavana is
mevashel.
That's
what you do.
But you're not doing it for the benefit of wine. Well, why do you want to do mevashel? The only reason is because you want to save some vapor.
Isn't this lower the quality of wine? So it would be...
It's a lower quality.
Lower
quality. It doesn't mean I get food anymore.
No, but
it's
not harsh enough to use it for
another.
You're not doing it because you want the wine to be cooked. You just
want to
avoid the problem.
Right.
So you think, as opposed to his case, when I make chalent, because I want to cook the food. That's how I want to
cook
the food.
So I'm going to light it up.
I'm like,
okay, so then we'll hear that you'd be allowed to also. You're making, that's like you think, for the benefit of the food. So over here, rules which should be offended. So some people said, in effect, if you
must... The benefit of the
okay,
of this
okay, I give up. Okay.
The guys... From the wine?
Guys, let's be quiet. I'm never going to make it to the end here, okay?
Could we make grape juice?
Save the next one.
Could we make grape juice?
Okay. If you make Havdalah with Shemitah wine, when the wine in make Havdalah it overflows, so you can't overflow it unless you're going to drink the leftovers that spilled over. The part that spilled over, if you want to drink it, then you'd be allowed to. And as everybody very famously knows, you're not supposed to put the Havdalah candle out into the wine, because now the wine can't be, can't eat anymore. You just ruin the wine by putting a fire out in there. Okay, I also saw someone who says that you shouldn't, the people who, after the Havdalah, they put some in their pockets and their eyes, so you can't do that with Shemitah stuff, because that's a waste. Okay, Well, you're not eating it. I mean, you're sticking your pocket.
They're doing that.
I'm sure there's a reason why you're doing it. Okay. You're not supposed to make wine into vinegar. That's to consciously do that's a degradation of the wine. If you did make it, if you had vinegar, like it happened by itself, or you just have some. So personally, I don't know what this is, but that people used to gargle vinegar. I think it's a Gemara. People used to gargle vinegar in order. It was for health benefits, then they would spit it out. So you're not allowed to do that, because as we have said, using, what? It's tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow. So it's considered lumalugma, it's using it for health benefits, which is not considered shavu lakol. Only if sick people need to do that, you're not allowed to do that, okay. Okay, animal food.
For industrial purposes?
What do you mean
for industrial? Take something which is a food, like a lemon, and turn it into something which is pine salt, or something you can't do that either?
You cannot turn it into pine salt. No, you can use it for non-food use. Right. That's because it's a waste.
Vinegar is a food use. Let's see why vinegar.
Right. So I think just because vinegar is a downgrade from the wine. The wine is a better product than the vinegar. It's a downgrade.
Apple cider vinegar.
Okay. Sure. Let me. The guy's gonna have to be quiet. I'm sorry. What can I tell you? Okay. You can't use something that's suitable for people. You can't give to animals. That's considered a waste. Even though you're allowed things that Michael Behema have kedusha shviyas, but you can't take something that's royal Michael and give it to Michael Behema. So if you take your kids to the zoo, you can't take your food that has kedusha shviyas and feed it to the animals. Okay? There's a Truman Ravazan about, I don't exactly get the Matthias over here, that it seems that the monkeys in the zoo only ate Michael Adam. They refused to eat Michael Behemoth. They only ate Michael Adam. So the shaila was if they could feed them Michael Adam, otherwise they'd be going to starve, basically. But you're not supposed to feed Michael Adam to animals. So he told them, I think, that they could. In that case, at Mamash, that's all that they live on, is Michael Adam, then that's their Michael, you'll have to feed them. Okay. But most of us don't have that problem. Okay. You're not allowed to take Michael Behema and feed it to people. That's also considered a waste. If you take something that's Michael Behema and feed it to people, it's also. So, for example, alfalfa is grown from Michael Behema. So alfalfa, you can't feed to people. Alfalfa, you can't feed to people. However, there's an exception here. And that is like this. There's two different rules. And if they come together, you could be making them. One is, you can't feed Michael Behemoth to people. That's one thing. The second thing is, you can't use Peri Shvias for medicinal uses. That's not going to be the Shavu Lakol. But if you have Michael Behemoth that you want to use for human medicinal purposes, that's an upgrade and you're allowed to do that. Okay? So if you take alfalfa, someone is sick and they think there's a health benefit from eating alfalfa, as are people who do, and they think there's a health benefit from eating alfalfa, that they're allowed to do. Because you're taking Michael Behema, using it for medicinal purposes of people, that's allowed. Even though Michael Adam, you can't use for medicinal purposes, but Michael Behema, that's being used for a human's medicinal purpose, not an animal's medicinal, but a human's medicinal purpose, that you're allowed to do. Okay.
Why not for an animal too? That's the same.
You're not allowed to. That's considered a waste. It's considered a waste.
It's
only for sick animals, not for healthy animals.
Human eating.
What?
Human eating?
Right, that is an upgrade, but it's a waste. Because this food, the main purpose of this food is to feed the animals, not for feeding for people. It's like not a usual use. What do you think?
Things that feed
for? Excuse me. Well, that's in America, that's my father and my family. It's both.
So alfalfa is only strictly
my family. Primarily. Okay, that's my belief. Okay, maybe. Okay. You're allowed to cut off branches off a tree. Trees don't have caduceus trees. If it's a fruit tree, you're only allowed to cut off the branches either before any fruit grew or after the fruit is already ripe. But if the fruit's in the middle of growing and you cut the branch off, there's no issue from the branch per se, but the issue is that you just made it that the the apple that was growing on there is not going to grow anymore. Okay, so you just ruined the apple that was starting to grow on this thing. That's considered a waste of the apple to cut the tree at that point.
Do you know how to pick an unripe apple?
So, I was about to say that. You're not allowed to pick fruits before they're ripe. That's considered a waste of the fruit. If you want to cut the tree down before there's any fruit, if you get around the Baal Kashrus issues, you're allowed to do that. But you're not allowed to pick a fruit that's not ripe. That's
well,
right.
Yeah, well, yeah, with ice and stuff, you usually pick it when it's unripe.
But the Rambam says, I'm about to explain that. The Rambam says that this din that you're not allowed to pick unripe fruit comes from a pasuk that says, a drush that says, like it's a drop on. Total es tfuasa. And we say, you should eat it when it's tfuah. Wait till it's fully grown into the thing. So you might, if you read that as is, you might just think it's exeris hakasuv, but they explain that it's not. It's really it's part of not wasting. That if you take something off the tree when it's not ripe, you're wasting it because you had a thing that was a half baked apple. I mean, it was going to be usable, and now because of the way what you did with it, you made that it's not going to ripen. And the issue is not, it's not an issue per se to take off unripe fruit. The issue is to take off fruit and prevent it from ripening because you're not using it in the best way. Mamela, if I want to pick off tomatoes that are, you pick them off before they ripen, but they continue to ripen off the tree, that's okay because you're not ruining the fruit from ripening because you pull it off, when I pull it off, it's just, it'll keep on ripening. So there's no issue to pull, it's not that there's an issue to pull off unripe, the issue is to pull it off in a way that ruins it. The opposite, on the other extreme, is what happens if you have vegetables that are svichim, that are going to be also, you're not going to be able to eat them anyhow. The peppers will be soon. The pepper, it's going to be svichim, you can't eat it anyhow. Then it's also no issue to pick it off the tree, because you're not wasting anything. So what if it's not ripe yet? Who cares? It's not that it's an issue to pick off unripe fruit, it's that if you pick it off unripe, you won't be able to eat it correctly. Well, this I can't eat anyhow, so it doesn't make a difference, so there's no issue to pick those off either. Okay. Next, you're not allowed to... Food that you usually eat raw, you can't eat cooked. And food that you usually eat cooked, you can't eat raw. So like, you can cook a cucumber, and you can't eat a raw potato. Okay, nobody eats. Most people don't eat raw potatoes, and most people don't eat cooked cucumbers. So you have to use each one. What?
Nobody's looking at me.
You have to use it in the regular way. Lots of people take certain fruit. There are certain fruits that people make jellies and jams out of it, and they cook them up. So then you're allowed to, because that's considered that people use it in both ways, and you're allowed to do that.
Like an escrow. What do you say about that, sir? Or after sukkah? I mean, everybody used sukkahs for that, but then at the end they all collect them, they want to make this jelly. Would that be permitted then to do? That's the...
I'm going to wait to talk about that until we get to the... For Shmita, they have a special rule. We'll get to that. Okay, so it also says... Now, I'm going to tell you the three examples that I understand, and then the three examples that I don't exactly understand. You're allowed to puree tomatoes, potatoes, and apples, because those are commonly turned into... tomato paste, then mashed potatoes, and applesauce. Okay, so you're allowed to, as part of cooking them, you're allowed to take those foods, because that's a typical way that you're breaking it apart, but that's a normal way to use it. Okay, the same place it also says you can also do that for bananas, carrots, and beets. Okay, I don't know that that's the typical thing to make. Maybe they were thinking about babies. They think that babies eat mashed up carrots. I don't know too many adults that eat mashed up carrots. I mean, except for leave it
alone. No, use it at...
Leave it alone. But that's the typical use. I mean, how many people go home and take beets and mash them into a... make little pureed beets? What? Carrot cake? Okay, maybe. And I thought maybe it was for my babies. That's what I had in mind. Okay, anyhow. Okay, let me move on. Now I'm going to take just some... I don't know what to use. Okay, we're going to take one more thing about potatoes. It says that if you cook potatoes in a pot... But if you cook potatoes in a pot, the water that you cook in that pot, although, it's been cooked with the Shemitah produce, has no
one's saving it.
Hasn't been improved or nothing has been changed about it. You're allowed to throw that. Okay, let me go on. Okay, here's a couple of halachas I'm going to tell you that in my thing here, it's just as miscellaneous. I have to say that a number of things that I'm about to tell you are things that I don't think fit with what we said before. So, if you chab, you'll chab. Okay. There's a din d'rabbanan. I'm saying it because it makes me concerned that I don't... makes me assume that I don't really understand some of what I said before. Okay? Anyhow, like this. There's a din d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to give... you're not allowed to give perish shvias to an achri. Okay? Why is it awesome d'rabbanan to give perish shvias to an achri? Because... There are certain exceptions you're allowed to feed it to a guy, and the reason is the higher because he's not going to treat it properly. Okay, that's what the person says, because he's not going to treat it properly. Okay,
unless he's sitting there in front of you eating it, it might not be
able
to do.
It might not be a problem.
It might be able to do.
Because?
It might because good at eating it is bad, so I'm not using it directly.
So you're right. The in Teresh Karnam it says the drush is lachem lachila v'loy l'goyim. Okay, yeah, that's what it says. So you think that it's a xerus akasiv. But Chaim Kinevsky says it's not xerus akasiv. It's an asmachta, and it's really it's an isser only because he might use it the wrong way. Okay, so in which case, if you're saying if I sit in front of me, I might be okay. I'm not sure, but it seems like that. What I didn't understand was this is a leading question. Why isn't it plain old wasting trees? Why does it have to be an isser drabanan? If I give the guy the tomato, I mean, obviously, what is he going to do with it? He may not eat it properly. So why isn't that automatically, why isn't that, so to speak, really usher? Why is it only usher medrabanan as an asmachta? If I give him the food.
Why is he wasting it?
Because he's not going to treat it with Kedushas Shvias. So is it automatic? How do I know? What does he know from Kedushas Shvias?
He's isn't it
if I give it to him, aren't I setting it up that he's going to potentially use it the wrong way? Okay, so I'm not sure if this is what you mean. You're questioning Jackie, this has to do with you. This has to do with what? So it made me think that the reason why, maybe this is why you're shaking your head, is like this. If I give him the food and he chooses to not eat it in the regular way, what did I just do? To me, it seems like I did is gram hefsid. Remember, we said that lots of people hold that gram hefsid is mutter. I gave it to him. It's not like I gave Dimei Shiris Amar Oretz, where I gave him the money. Chances are he's going to use it for something that's not for food use. This is food. I gave him a turkey sandwich. Okay, what's he going to do with the sandwich? He's going to eat it. The normal people eat the sandwich. And they eat it till the end. He may choose not to. He might throw half of it in the garbage. That was gram hefsid. So it seemed to me like we had said that there are those who hold that gram hefsid is mutter. In which case, that's why it might not be usher, so to speak, min hadin. It's only the rabbanan, you know, like because of this. And the mela made me wonder what happens. We had a situation this week. A caterer made food with shvi's peppers mixed into it. Yeah. And the shiloh was, what should he do with it now? And we told him, we're not responsible for him to drop it off at someone's house, you know, serving for 20 people of this food, because he's gone out, the people are not going to keep the kedusha shvi's. So I'm starting to wonder now that maybe that's just gram hefsid.
He said he's not responsible.
We should not let, it would be irresponsible to do that, and therefore you should not give it to a person. I started to wonder, maybe it's just gram hefsid. If I give it to people, what are they going to do with the...
By somebody Jewish or not Jewish?
Yeah, the Jewish people. What's the lift the
ever? If they're not going to treat it properly, you'd be
not. So I mean, I'm doing lift the ever because I'm setting them up for a situation. If they don't...
Well, let's say I tell them.
Okay. That's a good point. Okay, you're right. When we responded originally, we thought about the fact that we're being causing them to waste it. I'm wondering if that's just gram hefsid. But there's a different problem, which is the lift the even angle of it. What? Why is it lift the even?
You can't get anywhere else.
Not from.
Why not? They can go to Jordan.
They're not going.
I offered him something that he had no other way of getting the thing. Okay, so maybe this is the Eber. So that, from that angle, maybe we were right then to tell them. I just thought that we didn't say from that. We thought about from the side of...
You're not allowed to eat.
In very specific situations, people who work for you are allowed to eat, but as a rule, no, they're not allowed to. The people who are allowed to eat, you have to make sure they eat it correctly. Yeah, but usually you're not allowed to feed it them. So you're right. If you have someone working in your house, then you wouldn't.
And normally they're okay going into the fridge and picking pepper. Right?
Which that's fine. That would be, but here you're not allowed.
So you have to tell them not to.
I didn't think that. Yeah. Okay. A few things. It helps the most of them. You're not allowed to. These two I don't get exactly. So he's not listening. You're not allowed to take barley.
Over what you were talking.
You're not allowed to make barley into beer. Brought down. You're not allowed to make barley into beer, and you're not allowed to make shemitah produce into whiskey. I don't understand. I don't know why. I told you I don't know why.
It's Michael Beck. Okay. I'm not sure why.
Okay, you're not. Two more things. One is you're not allowed to use. Oh, I forgot to say, but okay, whatever. You're not allowed to use eat perishvies in a chedra gasa. Okay, stuff yourself, because that's not considered achil, it's considered a waste also, because you're not having the regular hanah. And this is a machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, whether Peiros Shvi'is, whose use is for laundry, that's what you would do with this thing, whether that's considered hanah, or b'irun shavah. Okay, because as you, when you put the plant in, this plant item into your water, and you stick your clothes into it, are you having hanah and beer at the same time? And as the thing breaks apart into the water, it starts cleaning your clothes.
Why is it different than fire, oil, making a light?
Because when you make a light, as oil this is burnt, that's when you have the benefit from it. You have the light from it.
It's not the same time.
So the question is, according to the Rambam holds that it is, because it cleans at the same time, and according to Rashi, it doesn't get clean until the end of the process. It starts cleaning now, but it doesn't get clean until it's all the way at the end, so it's not considered hanah.
It's only when you burn the clothes.
I don't think that they hold like that. They look at it like, the hanah is that you got the stain out of your clothing, and that's the...
I like my clothes.
You just like them cold.
I'm in the cabin. I didn't care.
I'm like trying.
Okay. I'm like